You like that?
I do. I do. You both sound so lovely.
Well,
do you like that?
It's an iPad. No big deal.
No big deal. Don't want to brag. All right. So then, fine. We'll just do it this way. Welcome to Mr. Cack and Me. I am joined by not the first married couple on the show, but the first duo guest that happened to be a married couple. So me and my wife have done a married couple episode. But now I have the illustrious Trevor, the magnificent Andy. I wanted to go with alliteration, but then I could not think of words. So right now you're getting prime Chris Cagle. My brain is dead.
Nailing it.
My brain is dead. I love you both. I'm so glad you're here for another round, and I get you together. So now, not only can I think of questions to bother two people with, but now there's double the brain power on the other side to come at me and just take over this conversation while I sit as a lovely little child clapping my hands saying, good job, you two.
More! Tell me more, Daddy!
You did it! Tell me more! Can I, please, sir, may I have some more? All right, let's see. So Trevor, Andy, welcome. You're back. I've had each of you individually. And now together, this is kind of honestly the brainchild of Trevor. This is something that I felt Trevor wanted. So Trevor, you have this. What would you, so I had ideas for what I would like to do with the two of you. Listen, let's tackle the elephant in the room. You're a married couple. We can tackle a subject involving you, your relationship, and just how adorable the two of you are together.
Aww.
But Trevor also sent me a laundry list of shows that she, she loved. And then, so there's like half of, let's focus on you two as people that are in a union, but also individuals interacting with each other.
Individually.
Then after that, we can move on to, all right, y'all watch some trashy TV, apparently. Let's dissect that.
Yeah, so you asked me to come back, and I said, well, let's bring Andy. Mainly because on his episode, there were so many questions that I was like, oh, and I like wanted to jump in, like, and then this, and then it like made me crazy. So,
but this is not going to be an Andy part two.
Sure, it is.
That's kind of boring.
It's the Frisbees.
Andy feels very against Andy part two.
It's the Frisbees part one.
The Frisbees part one. The Frisbee. I don't like that.
That
it's... Be thinking of a title.
We'll cut all this out.
Okay, so people say that all the time, and I say sure, and I never do. So this is pointless. This is all in the show. This is part of an episode. Sponsored by life and just the ever loving crap that happens within it.
Over again. Great.
Tell me if you hate this idea, you two. So me and Stephanie, when I titled one of our episodes, it was Married with Children, because that was a TV show, real life. I thought about for y'all, please tell me if you hate this, Married with Chickens?
Chicken's dead.
No! No! I'm so sorry. I've now turned this into an episode of Maury where we're going to have to tackle our emotions.
Let's make it Married with Chickens, dead emoji, sad face.
Oh, God! Listen, at this point in time, I'm already questioning halfway through my episodes, am I the dumbest person to ever talk?
Yeah.
So at this, listen, there's no wrong that can happen.
We lost Clint Norris in like September.
Oh,
like 6 and a half, and lived a very charmed life and had a very severe cigarette habit.
Oh yeah. She smoked a pack a day.
So
listen, it happens to the best of the chickens, I assume.
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. But she lived a very wonderful life, and we missed her quite a bit. So,
We had a pig for a brief time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm just gonna say meet the Frisbees. Let's just meet the Frisbee child. Sorry, that's it. Episode over. All right, so Trevor, you said you listened to Andy's episode, which is both awesome if you did and very cute that you would say if you didn't. Andy gave the story of his side of the equation of meeting Trevor and the falling in love there. Trevor, you heard the story, you lived the story. From your side, what brought you to this specimen of a man right there? This potentially still wanted in Mexico, Lothario, right there.
Well, it definitely didn't happen quickly. So it was kind of complicated because I was his rep. So we didn't technically work together, but it could have gotten awkward had things gone sideways. And I had no idea he was interested in me. We worked together for like 8 or 9 months before he ever asked me on a date. In truth, he didn't actually ask me on a date. We got hoodwinked into going to a coworker's pool party. And we show up and realize, oh, it's just us and them. It's not an actual party. And it was an incredibly awkward night. The couple was fighting and we were set up on a date. We didn't know it was a date. So
they were basically on the verge of a divorce.
Right.
Yeah. They were fighting the whole night. And it was super awkward.
It was awful.
And I had no game at all and didn't, like, I played with the dogs the whole night.
I knew it was going bad when I had to ask him what his high school mascot was.
Yep. Nice.
Because I had nothing else to say. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to go back to my hotel and like pound a bunch of La Moritas. And that's exactly what I did. So 3 weeks later, I have to come back to Fayetteville for work. And I'm living with Trista at the time. And I'm telling her as I'm packing, I just do not want to go back there. This is going to be so awkward. I just don't want to do this. And she's like, yeah, I can't wait to hear it. This is going to be terrible. And so I show up and I walk in the showroom and he's sitting at the receptionist desk, this hand on his hip. And he goes, Miss Chrisman, every time I see you, I cannot help but smile. And I went, this is different than the guy I had to ask what his high school mascot was. And he was just like super confident all of a sudden. And I was really confused because like, I knew he like checked all the good boxes, like just a really awesome, accomplished guy with no children, most importantly. And I mean, he always had like a great personality. We got along, but I just didn't know if he could be outgoing enough for me. Mm-hmm. And then that day he was just completely different and asked me to go to lunch and then was coming up with ideas on how to waste more time together and made me go to Cavender's, which by the way, I've never owned a pair of cowboy boots. Like I won't go to a rodeo. He and Trista have a rodeo date every year that they don't even bother inviting me to. I will not listen to country music unless it's 90s. And he's like, let's go to Cavender's. And I was like, okay.
Well, first we went to Nino's.
Was that first?
I think so.
Okay.
Because I started scrambling. After we got done with lunch, I was like, what else can I do? And there's this place called Nino's Trading Post, which is, it's basically a warehouse that sells like pallets of stuff that are just thrown together. And you can like maybe find like an old refrigerator or something like that. But it's just like, I mean, it's kind of sketchy, but like seems legit enough. So that's where I bought my TV and it was pretty close to where we were at. So I was like, hey, let's go to Nino's over here, kind of look around. And there was nothing there to take a girl to go see. But that's where we went.
Well, he told me, he's like, I want a TV for my bedroom. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't have a TV for my bedroom.
So we walk around for a while and then I was like, okay, well, I've got to go, you know, to some more showrooms. I'll see you later. And he was like, well, you know, my birthday is Friday. Would you consider coming back up here and going out with me for my birthday? And I was like, aw, I think I will.
It was a total sympathy. Yes.
It was
the sound every man wants to hear. Aw.
No, I was really intrigued by
it was the trip to Cavender's that sealed it. Because we got into this Cavender's and I found a cowboy hat that I'm telling you, I was poured into.
And I'm telling you, that would have done nothing for me.
It looked amazing on me. And from there, I looked across and I saw the rhinestone shorts and I was, there's an outfit here.
I mean, at this point, she had no other option but to marry you, Andy.
Just some new boots scooting.
So I did come back on that Friday and we went and had some sushi.
Yep.
And, you know, had a great time at the date. And I was like, okay, this is really going well. And we get back to his house and he's like, will you be my girlfriend?
Hey, you want to be my girlfriend?
And I was like, whoa. But I didn't say that. I was like, okay, this, sure.
Yep.
Let's give this a shot. So that was that.
And this whole thing was predicated off the fact that I had, at that pool party or whatever it was,
The divorce party.
I had put this thing in the ditch. And if I didn't get it out now, it wasn't coming out. So I was like, my Rhonda, the designer, she called me up on our office phone because she had a desk front. She called me up and she's like, Trevor's here. And I said, okay, hang up real quick and scoot it up to the front. And yeah, that's how I got there. So,
man, these Disney stories never get old.
I know, right?
Just a tale as old as time. A divorce pool party. High school mascot trivia.
Yep.
Pallets of junk and cowboy boots.
And just knocked over everywhere.
And they're the big boy ones, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You two, again, just adorable. You're precious.
And, I mean, I was lucky at the time because I did live in Conway, but I traveled for work, so I was able to... If I wanted to stay longer on the weekends, I could have my office days in Fayetteville and it wouldn't make a difference. So we were able to see each other much more than most people would if they lived 2.5 hours away or 3 hours away or whatever it is. So it really progressed really fast. I mean, we were saying I love you after 3 weeks. We're like, I was making plans to move to Fayetteville I moved to Fayetteville within 8 months of us being together. So, I mean, completely uprooted my life and everything. So, like, when you hear that old adage, like, when you know, you know. Yeah. Well, I did know at the divorce party, but I gave it another shot. And then it was like, it was just, I was terrified when he was like, will you be my girlfriend on, like, day two?
It was not a smart move. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, that was scary. But I was like, I mean, what's it going to hurt? It's not like I've got anything else going on. So...
If it doesn't work out, I've always got Limeritas back at the
hotel. It didn't work out. This goofball lives like 3 hours away. It's not a good deal.
It's fair.
Just over him again. Yeah.
And he has no fruit, so whatever.
Yeah.
And now look at you, the two of you. How long have y'all been married?
It'll be 7 years in April.
7 years.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, still a strong bond. Y'all still kicking it? It's good?
Oh.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great.
But...
We talked through an issue just tonight, as a
nice!
Nice!
So we are very honest with each other, and I think it helps that there are no distractions, really. Just not having kids means that it's just the two of us, and, like, there's nothing to distract us from, you know, telling one of the other ones feeling a little weird or had a bad day. We just have a lot more... time for each other. Just, and then I think that we really, really, really rarely argue, and I think that has to do a little bit with our personalities because we're both pretty easygoing and not controversial at all. But I would say also the fact that I'm gone half the week and we have a chance to miss each other every single week for the last 9 years we've been together is pretty great too.
So. Yeah. Aw, that's
sweet. It's true, though.
So I was going to ask, like, how in this relationship, how, like, with Trevor traveling, with Andy being a rhinestone entrepreneur of the future, like, how does it, like, is it easy, like, for you two, based on, like, how you both see, both see the relationship individually, like, do you feel like this is easy and comfortable?
I mean, it comes easily. Yeah.
It's... Yeah. Not to frame it in a way of like, hey, Andy, you're glad Trevor's gone half the week, right? Yeah.
Well, we don't know any different. It's always been like this.
It's fair. It's been like this literally since the beginning.
So. But the only time that we got a taste of real married life, I suppose, was during quarantine. Mm. And I was unable to travel for 3 months and I lost my mind. I mean, I really, really did. I had never been in one place for more than 2 weeks for 10 years. I didn't know what to do with myself.
She was climbing the walls. It was crazy to watch. It was like if you, oh gosh, come back to me. I'll think of something.
But yeah, it was just, I could like feel myself becoming the person I said I wouldn't be, which was like a stay-at-home wife. And that's what I could tell I was doing. Like, he would come home and absolutely everything was perfect and ready and done. And then I would start to like get annoyed and resent he's not like praising me for being able to accomplish all of this all while working and just stuff like that. And I was like, you know, I don't even care about any of this. I'm just mad that I am stuck in this house and I'm mad that he is not. That's it. Fair. But I mean, I lost my mind so badly that I just flat out told my company after 3 months, like, I'm leaving. Like, I'm getting back on the road. I don't care that it hasn't been approved yet. Like, I'm doing it. And I was the first one in the company to go back by like months.
Snap.
Yeah, I lost my mind. So, you know, how often we get asked, like, are y'all going to do this forever? And like, are you going to keep up with the travel like you are? Just based on quarantine alone, I mean, yeah, for a while.
Yeah. I mean, it's 2021. The definition of relationships and stuff like that and like what's picture perfect is not cookie cutter. I mean, if you two have something that you feel like, not only is this maintainable, this is comfortable. Like, why would you, like, why would you, like, well, all right, well, because everyone else thinks we should, like, Trevor should be at the house more often. I now have to clip my wings and stay here. Like, if it's working for y'all two, that is awesome. Yeah. Also, quarantine challenged a lot of relationships, right? Right, that's what that whole process had been is, like, apparently somewhere in the universe, we challenged karma, and they're like, all right, y'all think you're happy. Sit down, self-reflect with each other in a box. And for me, it was self-reflect, you know, me and my wife, Stephanie, like, experiencing challenges through the quarantine, of course, but also, here's two tiny people you decided you want to include in this. How do they work in it all? And, like, there was, oh my gosh, I actually learned, like, if, in an ideal world, if I could stay home with my kids more often, I would do whatever I could to do that. And like right now it's just like one of those things where like if I could just work like a little bit, like still get my work done, but if I could like in my breaks go and play with those two goofballs doing random nonsensical stuff, I would be both a better worker and a happier person. Cause like I go back,
it would help morale so much just to be able to like 15 minutes, hey, let's go bust out a puzzle real quick, bud.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, right back at it. And I think that would be so good for so many people. Yeah.
I don't know that we ever actually fought at all during quarantine.
Nice.
He would come home and just see how unhappy I was.
Yeah.
And there was nothing he could do about it. And he would be like, well, if you feel like I'm not helping out around the house, leave stuff for me to do. But I come home and it's all done. And I'm like, you know, I can't sit still. You know, I'm going to do it. So I was like, there was no way he could win. And it was just kind of like, I just felt like I didn't have a purpose. And I was like, and you do have a purpose. And I was jealous, I think.
Yeah.
Really jealous. So it was really difficult. But, yeah, we got along fine. That's we did nice. A lot.
We got real good.
Hey, got to get good at something, right?
We only lost a few pieces.
The dog.
Yeah.
And the Roomba.
She eats them up.
Yeah. We lose a few pieces to children sometimes. Mm-hmm. Charlotte's in a phase now where she thinks she can just wash everything. So puzzle pieces, things that shouldn't be washed, yeah. Her brother, whatever. She washes it all. We'll just get it washed.
He probably needs it, though.
He does. I can't stress this enough. Tiny boys are just foul, little, smelly things.
Oh, they're disgusting.
Always. He's got
fat, sweaty feet. I don't understand that boy. But anyways, enough about that boy. Enough about that boy and his fat little feet. So, what else can I poke and prod about your relationship?
Well, I was going to tell you, just speaking of travel adventures, I have two recent hotel stories for you.
That's something I did want to ask. So first, Trevor, I do want to hear that, but pause. Andy.
Nope.
Trevor believes in ghosts. Do you?
Oh, man. Let's see. Oh, do I believe in ghosts? I think I do. I stayed at my, went home up to Kabul here for, when was that? A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was.
And I stayed in my grandpa's old house because I planned on going camping that night, but they started seeing, my parents have, game, cameras out in the woods. Mm-hmm. And they started seeing, like, they've got a couple of bobcats running around, and there's a very large dog of some sort that kind of looks like it's pretty wild. Oh. So I was like, it's probably not a great idea to be out in these woods these days. So I, mom threw out the idea. She's like, you can stay down at Grandpa's if you want to. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, that's all right. I'll do that. That's a little adventure in a cabin. So I went down there and I did that, which I have, my grandpa lived right down the hill from my mom and dad. And he passed away in, 2014? A few years ago. And the houses sit empty. We still use it for, like, family gatherings and stuff like that. Like, everybody, that's where everybody used to get together. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of a tradition that's kept on. But nobody's there, like, day-to-day. Kind of living there. So there's like a couch, like a fold out couch, you know, it's still got all the amenities, like the it's still got electricity and heat and all that. So I went down there and I realized I have never spent the night in that house. And I was like, this is kind of weird. And it just got like nothing happened. Spoiler alert. This is the last story. You know, nothing ever really happened. But the whole time I was kind of on edge a little bit, like, what if something happens? Because what does that mean? How would I react to that if something did happen? Like, I think even that thought process, you're kind of open to something happening. And if you're open to something happening, hey, something
probably gonna happen. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So Andy is willing to embrace it if it happens. Trevor?
Grab hold of it. Bring it in tight.
Well, I mean, if you've watched Ghostbusters, I hate to bring all of my life back to Ghostbusters, but they saw one ghost one time, and from there, they're like, well, we can capture it indefinitely and hold it in containment.
Exactly.
Yeah, so. So, Trevor, last time you and I chatted, one of our conversations was about you seeing a ghost in a hotel. You texted or messaged me between those episodes, or between the last time we did an episode, and we're like, hey, I'm going back. I'll let you know. Yes. Now we have a status update. Let's go. Well, where are we at with Ghost Watch 2021?
I have gone to that same hotel and stayed in that same room 3 times since then, just for you, and nothing.
Dang!
I know.
Wah, wah, wah.
Does your ghost not realize that in less than a week, in like 7 days, Ghostbuster Afterlife comes out? And the best way I could have like made an episode going into that week would be like, hey, here's a ghost story. Let's go. But no.
Well, so the first night that I stayed after this, I was like, I'm doing this for Chris. It'll be great.
Yes.
And then I got in the room and I was like, oh, yeah, this is a not good idea. This is actually pretty scary. I'm not asleep at all. So it was a little nerve-wracking, but she didn't come see me this time.
Yeah, there's also a lesson learned from, like, watching all the Paranormal Activities. It turns out that when you go looking to provoke ghost activity, that's when it becomes a demon and everyone gets murdered.
Ghost, bro.
You could have told me that before I went back.
I assumed everyone had seen Paranormal Activities 1 through 7. The most recent is on Paramount Plus. I don't receive any money for that, so I don't care if you like or care for Paramount Plus.
Oh, we have it.
All right. I think we've seen those, have we? We're more of a Friday the 13th household. We just watched Halloween Kills with...
What'd you think of that?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's fine.
It's campy.
Yeah, it was, you know, as horror movies go, I love that kind of campy horror movie type, though. Because I really enjoy, like, the Friday the 13th, and, you know, I that's pretty much my only ones I really get into. I watched, what's the Pinhead one?
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser. I watched Hellraiser 1 and 2 this Halloween, which I'd never seen them before, and, you know, they're fine. I like those. Yeah. British. I didn't know that. They're from.
The Clive Barker.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, hey, Halloween Kills was interesting. I've never seen a town get that frenzied over wanting to kill someone.
Oh, yeah. We're going to kill
Evil dies tonight!
I felt like there were scenes missing.
Probably.
Like, that's this jumping around quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, the only reason we watched it is because a Real Housewife was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, which Real Housewife?
Kyle Richards. That's the one I already said.
Oh, my God.
She was the little girl in the original.
Was she? Oh, wow.
Reprising her role.
Yeah. I did like that. Oh, yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis is in it as well.
Jamie Lee Curtis. There was a couple of others. Even the guy that sheriff that was sitting in the hospital is reprising his role from the original Halloween.
Yeah, that guy.
He's old. I don't know his name.
The one with the face.
The old guy, the face guy. The may have been a cop guy. But yeah, interesting. Well, I'm super sad that there's no ghost stories. I do appreciate that both of you are willing to embrace ghosts can be real.
Yeah. Where do you sit on aliens, though?
I mean, at this point in time, hasn't the government just said, hey, listen, there are aliens, but like...
There was a big report that came out.
They confirmed some UFO sightings, and they no longer refer to them as UFOs. It's like unidentified.
Basically, they refer to, like, there could be this, could be this, could be this, and then there's this, like, other category of other, which is like, maybe it goes into that category, and we just don't know what the heck it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, sorry, Demi Lovato, we refer to creatures from outer space as aliens. Yeah. Maybe they're not. Maybe they think that's offensive. Sorry to our friends up in space.
She's Demi Gelato after her frozen yogurt catastrophe.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know there was a frozen yogurt catastrophe.
Mm-hmm. She thought it was weird that they would advertise fat-free yogurt.
Uh-huh.
People struggling with weight would feel shamed.
Yeah, it's pretty offensive. When you think
but
about it.
It's not saying that, it's not implying that you will be free of fat. It's just saying that fat, an actual thing that exists that can be consumed in foods, is not in that.
And you have the option to try that one or any other one.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, listen, everyone needs firm things that they are willing to die on the hill of.
Yeah.
Frozen yogurt has never been in mine. But all right. Hey, good job, Demi Gelato. I hope all's well with her and the not alien aliens.
I'm sure she's fine.
She'll be upset if she ever watches Independence Day because those people up on the rooftop dancing with signs saying, welcome, aliens. If only we would have known back in 1996 when we were just awful.
We should have checked ourselves before we wrecked ourselves.
Well, it's 2021. I could safely say we've wrecked ourselves. And. and you know what? You know what we're gonna do right quick? Andy, Trevor, thank you so much. This has been Mr. Cack and me. We'll see you next week.
Okay.